CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb, Joe Rosano,
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest's top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to treat Dad with their Father's Day golf and apparel specials. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. They defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning and hoist the Stanley Cup once again. Blackhawks fans, this is your destination for a complete recap of this historic season and full coverage of the celebration.
This is what it's all about. That's why we play the game.
We're going to be partying with the city for at least a week straight here.
To hoist that thing, it hasn't sunk in yet.
It was a great achievement. I'm going to enjoy this one.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The White Sox will try to stop a five-game skid tonight as they return home to take on the Pirates. Southsiders are having trouble scoring, and Pittsburgh has only allowed one run in their last 43 innings. So how do the Sox get back on track, Robin Ventura?
You have to be able to play good baseball on all sides of the ball to be able to win. When you don't, and when you go through stretches like that, when you don't play well offensively, anything that happens that's not on the offense, it always looks worse.
John Danks will be on the hill tonight for the Sox. He'll face Pittsburgh's Jeff Locke pregame at 6:35. Meanwhile, the Cubs head to Cleveland to face the Indians. Kyle Schwarber expected to be in the lineup tonight as a DH. Tsuyoshi Wada faces Sean Markham at 6:35. Cubs have placed reliever Zach Roscup on the 15-day DL with shoulder inflammation and called up Yoervis Medina to take his place on the roster. To the NFL, the Bears have one day left in mandatory minicamp tomorrow before they head to Bourbonnais in July. Kyle Long still taking reps at right tackle while Jordan Mills is out following appendix surgery. Former Patriot Brandon Spike says his AFC Championship ring, which just sold for $20,000 on eBay, has been stolen. And in Bulls news, Jimmy Butler is apparently expressing interest in the Lakers, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. He says Butler is now interested in shorter term offer sheets so he can take advantage of the rise in salary cap in the 2016-2017 season. So will the Bulls let Butler get away?
Back in October, when he was willing to do 4 years, $48 million, essentially a $12 million a year deal, they got to around $11 million in talks, and Butler held his ground and said, all right, we'll see you in restricted free agency. And now he's got some leverage on them. But the bottom line is, there's no scenario where, I don't believe there's any scenario where the Bulls don't match. They're not going to let him walk, obviously. And so he'll be back in Chicago next year, almost assuredly. It'll just be a question of what kind of a deal is he under.
You can hear more from Adrian Wojnarowski at MullionHanley.com. Bills also said today they've named former Spurs assistant Jim Boylan to Fred Hoiberg's staff as an associate coach. Free tickets for tomorrow's Stanley Cup celebration at Soldier Field were gone in 15 minutes this morning on Ticketmaster. Parade starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Jefferson and Monroe. The rally at Soldier Field is expected to get underway around 11. Finally, sad news from the NFL today. Johnny Manziel says he's done with his signature money gesture. He's not going to do it anymore. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Convenience Stores of Speedway. And play golf at Seven Bridges for as low as $59 per round. Check out the popular Golf Pass program that allows you to lock in low rates and gives you the flexibility to use the rounds however you choose. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tonight at 6:35 when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Game 6 of the NBA Finals. LeBron James is the best basketball player in the world. That recently stated comment by the man himself, perhaps his motivation for his team, to let them know, yes, they're down 3-2, but this series is not over yet as long as I'm on your team.
It's still on, and we're going. And everybody says that Cyrus is the one and only. I think we better go have a look for ourselves.
James, straight on three, puts it in. His second three-pointer of the night. Bad pass stolen by James. Here he goes.
Warriors, come out to play.
Iguodala fakes, drives, and finishes. Iguodala, his three-point attempt. Got it. Curry, rifle pass to Iguodala. And it's a 10-point lead. Pats ball timeout.
I'm going to take him out to the sand. What about you? You ready? Let's do it.
Curry gets it open and fires away. Got it again. Stephen Curry from downtown. He kicks it out. Iguodala, wide open shot. That's the three-pointer.
You Warriors are good. Real good. The best.
And the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years.
The Warriors did it! The Warriors did it! The Warriors did it!
Boers and Bernstein.
LeBron James.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
You could just play that for the rest of the show, as you know, and I'd be very happy with that. Over and over again, that's what makes this world great, is things like that. You've got Boers and
Bernstein.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Jobbed, by the way. I'll get to that later. Oh, my God, jobbed. Anyway, we are talking baseball, Matt and Ibe, and it feels good. We haven't talked about baseball in a long time, but then when you actually start talking about White Sox baseball, Matty, oof, that's a rough go.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a rough go.
People checking in here on the text line at 670-11. Some of the things we've discussed so far. Maddie, I love the sell, but I won't spend $100 to watch bad baseball. That's the thing, though. You don't have to spend $100.
You do not.
Parking, but, what? Parking's $20, and you can get tickets for... How cheap can you get tickets for?
I think the tickets...
$10, $15, $20
yeah,
for a ticket?
Yeah, on Sundays, they're really...
Yeah, parking is like $10 on Sundays.
Yeah. So parking's $10 on Sundays. You don't have to spend $100. Someone else says, you know, fans don't go to a ballpark for food or amenities. They go for quality baseball. I think they go for all three.
I do, too.
Actually, and he says the Sox haven't played quality baseball since, at best, 2012. I love going to the Cell just for the fact of the amenities and the food itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think fans like to go to see a good baseball team as well as get good food and good beverage, too.
You know what? Rick Hahn, by all accounts, by the people who know baseball way better than we do, said he had a terrific offseason. Unfortunately, that has not come to fruition. It looked good. It felt good. It felt like you filled holes that got you beat a lot last year. And what's happened? Baseball's a treacherous-ass game, man.
No, it certainly is. And another texter here says that I'm not opposed to trading Chris Sale. Another one says that you should... look at the option of trading Sale, but he doesn't trust the White Sox to get good prospects in return for Sale. So I guess that's a dilemma that's you can have as well. Yeah. Eric and Burr Ridge, you're on the Score. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. You know, one of the pieces that I feel like's been missing for quite a long time, almost since Joe Creedy, is a quality third baseman. We've got no one at third who can hit for power, and we haven't had that for some time. And looking at the organization in AAA and AA, there's no one there. Davidson's not developing. So
no, he's not.
One of the pieces that I felt like Hahn did a great job bringing in, and I'd hate to see him go, but, you know, if you can't win games, is Robertson. If you're not starting off with a lead and you can't bring in a closer, then ship off ship the guy off to someone who's going to overpay and see if they've got a quality developmental third baseman in their organization that you can bring in and develop, because that's something that we drastically need someone to hit in this lineup.
Well, I think you need more than just a third baseman, though, too.
Yes.
Well, I see what he's saying. Totally get it. And like I said, there's a couple of prospects, but they're just not ready to come up to the major league level yet.
Davidson is hitting 230 or something. I mean, he's hit for a little power, but I don't – thank you for the call. I don't think it's encouraging. I guess if I thought it was encouraging, I'd happily say so. But Matt Davidson has not been happily encouraging to me. I mean, the White Sox still have faith in him, but the numbers belie that. There's no other way to put it. He still strikes out a lot. I mean, there's just not much there. And when you struggle down there, whatever leads you to believe he's not going to struggle here again?
Right. And you look at the way that they've drafted as of late, where the objective was to get, you know, one of the best college pitchers you could get in each draft. And they've done that the last couple of years in Carlos Rodon and in Carson Fuller.